I'm Jessica Daniel. I think most of you received a copy of the audit report at your last meeting. So I'm here. I'm just going to go over a couple of the highlights with you, and then if y'all have any questions, we can address those. First off, it's a clean opinion. Everything in the audit report we feel is a fair representation of the city as of June 30th, 2024. Total assets exceeded liabilities for a positive net position, $8,373,191 at the end of the year. So we have a very healthy net position at the end of the year. Unrestricted cash equivalents, $9,389,000. That was up almost $2 million from the previous year. Restricted cash was $243,143. Majority of that is restricted for cemetery. We recognize a little bit of grant receivable this year is $46,000. That is left over for the FEMA disaster recovery from some of the cleanup projects we had going on. We placed in service assets totaling $664,417. That included 4 police cars, street sweeper, dump truck, backhoe, a new mower, and then roofing at the maintenance building, and a few other small pieces of equipment. The city received additional opioid funds this year, $22,124. That brings the total received to a little over $70,000. All of that is still recognized as deferred revenue, and it'll stay there until we decide what we're going to do with it. City's overall revenues exceeded expenditures, $2,614,000. So we showed we were in the black this year. We had a nice, healthy income. Compared to the prior year, $2,945,000. Last year, the 2023 year, we did have a lot of grants. So we did have more grant income coming in related to the FEMA and disaster cleanup that we had going on. Grant proceeds this year, 2024, totaled $1,034,000. Majority of that was disaster relief, $658,000. So we still had a lot of it in this year. We did had more in 23. Tax revenues totaled $3,925,357. That was an increase of a little over $79,000 this year. Your tax revenue does make up almost 58% of your total revenue for the city. Governmental expenses decreased a little over $1.4 million. Again, we still had a lot of cleanup going on in the 2023 fiscal year. That's the majority of your difference. You're going to see that in the health and welfare category. Debt service expenditures totaled $110,000. Those were payments for the fire truck and the police department loans. Total outstanding debt at the end of the year, $1,537,925. We did have, in the capital projects, we did have expenditures reported a little over $31,000 for the City County Park. We did have to recognize those as contributions to the City County Park in the 24 fiscal year, just because we didn't own the City County Park, so those were contributions instead of capital. We did have several prior period adjustments this year to correct beginning of balances. The first, $5,223 to correct deferred revenue for balances for leases at the beginning of the year. We removed old checks that hadn't cleared, a little over $2,000, so most of these were small. Adjustment $7,698 to correct the beginning accounts receivable. And then the other one, we had a KPPA payment that was due. Total was $28,901. $21,000 of that was for periods prior to July 1st, 2023. So we went ahead and recognized that as a prior period adjustment, so we didn't put it all in the 24 fiscal year. One thing that's coming that's new for the 2025 fiscal year is GASB 101. That's for compensated absences. What we do in our liability section, we recognize our vacation time that's accrued as of the end of the year. This is going to require us to start recognizing all PTO that is going to be paid out. So that'll include sick time as well as vacation. One other thing that's new is the tourism. It has always been recognized as a fund of the city. Going forward, it will be recognized as a component unit. It's required to register with SPGE, have its own EIN number, and file as a separate entity. But it is still very integrated with the city, so it will be a component unit of the city and still reported on the financials, just not as a fund. But all in all, everything was very clean. Everything was very smooth. A lot of things were comparable to the prior year, so nothing that really stood out this year. Did anyone have any questions or get a chance to review it? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.